The world is ungrateful, the people deceitful. Ambition and pride our first parents did choke. It leads to high places as slippery as glasses. Their gilded pretenses all vanish like smoke. Their fatal delusion brought me to confusion. I fall by those powers I did justly provoke. Those men of sedition that nursed my ambition and soothed up my fancy with hopes of a crown, their fates are depending and must have an ending. 'Tis they ruined me and my former renown. Seducers of reason made me commit treason, for which on the block I may my head down. My grief I discover for those I brought over, and those in this land I seduced to the sin. True churchmen denied me, the gentry defied me, with none but the factious I favor did win. This sorrowful sentence brings me to repentance, unfortunate Monmouth, this act to begin. Thus my allegiance was all disobedience. The king in the west, in those parts they me call, each village and city was spoiled without pity. The king's better subjects I brought into thrall. But now such foul doing hath caused my ruin. My pride and ambition must now have a fall. The popular babble and noise of the rabble, it pleased me at first and did nourish the vice. 'Twas pride and vainglory did furnish the story and gave to my after proceedings the rise. While that I did aspire to fly higher and higher, like the generous bird I was snared in a trice. All did me admire, not I could require, but the royal bounty did freely allow. Was of royal standing, had all at commanding, and men of the highest rank to me did bow. But I've taken ill measures and lost all those treasures. Poor Monmouth, thy case is all altered now. Ambition can't borrow one day ere tomorrow. Poor Monmouth must lie in the silent dark grave. Let his sad conclusion be traitors' confusion and dash them to pieces as rocks do the waves. Take warning, you traitors, and all you crown haters, your cunning designs your heads shall not save.